Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Well, Dr. Betty, I'm really looking forward to learning more about keeping my brain healthy. So what do you have today?
Well, let's just jump right into it because I wanted to talk about six key areas that we can really focus on to keep our brain healthy. So the first one is to keep our blood sugar in check. So high blood sugar is actually associated with an increased risk of cognitive impairment, even if the person doesn't develop diabetes. So you might have heard about Alzheimer's being referred to as type 3 diabetes. And really, there's a fair amount of research that shows clear links between insulin dysregulation and cognitive impairment leading to Alzheimer's disease. So really, a balanced diet is important, including fats and protein, and as well as fiber, to really keep our blood sugar levels stable. The second one is controlling our blood pressure, and exercise, of course, really helps. So not only does high blood pressure increase the risk of stroke, but it can also impair blood flow to the brain. So this can actually raise the risk of something called vascular dementia. So really making sure that the blood pressure is regulated. Many naturopathic solutions that I use, including acupuncture as well as botanical medicine, to really help control blood pressure in addition to exercise. One of the things I focus on with patients, because I always ask what kind of medications they're taking, is really to be aware that certain kind of commonly prescribed medications can impair our brain function. And that includes many anxiety, sleep medication, and even allergy medication. So it's important to review the side effects of the medication with your healthcare practitioner and consider maybe discussing some alternative treatments. The fourth thing we want to do is really keep our brain active. That expression, use it or lose it, doesn't just apply to physical health, but actually applies to our brain. So I really encourage people to develop new neural connections by using things like puzzles, vocabulary exercises, crossword puzzles, even learning a new language or listening to playing music. And I'm in a band, so I love playing my trombone, so I'm hoping that's going to protect my brain in the long term. The fifth one is research on supplements. So you can't get all of your nutrients from your diet. Sometimes with the soil being poor quality or absorption issues, we can't always get all the nutrients we can from our diet. So I really encourage things like fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids, really being aware of the B vitamins and folic acid, because these are important for their neurotransmitters. And of course, vitamin D is particularly important during the dark winter months. Actually, one study found that people with low levels of vitamin D have twice the risk of developing Alzheimer's. And the last point I wanted to focus on is really attitude. One of the most important things is you can protect your brain by just really having a positive attitude. So one study actually found among people with a genetic predisposition to dementia that having a positive attitude to aging really led to an almost 50% reduction in developing any forms of dementia. So six key tips that we can focus on, and hopefully that keeps our brain healthy all through the winter.
It's comforting to know that we can look after our brain health and do it naturally and avoid what you call type 3 diabetes, Alzheimer's. Thank you for giving me that phrase. Thank you for educating us. And I look forward to learning more next week. However, if anyone wants to talk to Dr. Betty, she offers a 15-minute consultation either by phone or in person. All you have to do to get started is call her at 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. ThornhillNaturopathic.ca. Get to the root of the problem and you can protect your body naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.